This is the 2017 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. Here's Kara Hetland with a rundown of today's top legislative news in Pierre.
The South Dakota Secretary of Corrections says the justice system needs to treat people with mental illness differently. Secretary Denny Kamink says work groups are discussing changes. He says the first priority is public safety. The next is making sure officials quickly identify mental illness. Authorities evaluate people for mental health. Kamink says he knows of problems, providing timely competency exams.
You know, we find that individuals that are arrested and placed in the county jail, those that have mental illness issues stay longer in jail than those that do not. And the main concern to start the task force was to speed up the competency exams that are needed for court and the like, and then identify resources in the community to treat those individuals.
Kamink says officials are identifying mental illness earlier so people can receive treatment. He says justice officials are considering expanding the types of professionals allowed to perform competency exams. The Yankton Sioux Tribal Chairman says understanding the misunderstanding between Native and non-Native cultures is a first step in closing the gap between the two. Robert Flying Hawk addressed the South Dakota Legislature during the second annual State of the Tribes Address. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
Flying Hawk calls for unity between state government and the tribes. He says teaching more Native American history will help bridge the cultural divide. Flying Hawk says many of the reservations are challenged by methamphetamine addictions, but more increasingly heroin. He says he wants South Dakotans to reflect on what makes us different and to recognize those differences.
They're there, but they're not visible at times. So I'm just trying to share with the thoughts that I had that we, as a Native people and in the mainstream, can both benefit from understanding each other and the life that we live, and that by understanding those, we will become stronger as a nation.
Flying Hawk says many of the challenges between Indian Country and the rest of the state go unseen, but are very real.
As we get into jobs, into schools, into stores, just a mental idea about seeing color, and that's a basic challenge that we can overcome.
Flying Hawk also called for help with Native health care and proposals that spur local economies on the reservation. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
Governor Dennis Dugard says he won't support either ballot initiatives to legalize recreational and medicinal marijuana. The Republican governor says he's never really been supportive of liberalizing marijuana laws. The group New Approach South Dakota says they're circulating petitions to legalize cannabis in the state. However, Dugard says practitioners in some states will distribute medical marijuana cards as a way to make money.
I've heard stories of Montana and California where practitioners just have little booths, and they'll actually even travel to you. And if you suggest that you're in pain, the bar is pretty low for them to decide and agree with you that, yes, that's so, and they'll prescribe medicinal marijuana. And it really is recreational marijuana dressed up as medicinal.
Other states like Illinois, which has a medical marijuana pilot program, place certain restrictions on the type of pain a patient must have to qualify for a medical card. As for recreational marijuana, Dugard says there are plenty of opportunities to use alcohol to alter one's consciousness. He says enough problems arise from that substance. A South Dakota Senate committee will consider restricting lobbyists from hallways adjacent to the Senate floor. Supporters of the rule change say the presence of lobbyists has at times been disruptive. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has the report.
The Senate Legislative Procedures Committee may close off a portion of the Senate chambers to lobbyists during operating hours. Of the two hallways along Senate chambers, one is a hangout where lobbyists hope to catch senators or watch any bills they're following. The other is restricted to legislators only. State Senator Brock Greenfield says it would be his intention to restrict access to the otherwise public hallway during the same hours that access to the floor is restricted.
So 3 hours prior and 1 hour after. It would allow us to open the door and allow for freer flow of legislator traffic to the bathroom, to offices, what have you.
As the Senate President Pro Tem, Greenfield can lift or expand the restriction on either hallway at any point. Some senators say the lack of office space requires they work at their desk on the Senate floor. They say noise from the hallway is a distraction. The hearing on Senate rules was packed with lobbyists. David Owen is one of those lobbyists who testified against the rule change.
All of us will approach you and say, do you have a second? And I know, geez, that's got to get old for you folks. But quite honestly, you sought this position. You want to make these decisions. And so we have information for you. So I will tell you, closing off that hall for the 3 hours before and one after is objectionable.
Other lobbyists argue that because of term limits, many of them carry institutional knowledge and are able to educate upcoming lobbyists and representatives. The Senate Legislative Procedures Committee postponed a decision until their next meeting. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Pierre.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2017 State House Podcast. For additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting and for more radio news, visit us online at sdpb.org. Additionally, download the free sd.net app on your mobile device. This will keep you up to date with committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting News on Facebook and by following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.